When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following podcast has been rated listener MA. It contains strong language, violence, adult situations, nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Would you rather give up cheese or blowjobs for the rest of your life?
Oh, blowjobs all day.
I'm the same.
I'm fucking yeah, blank. They hurt my jaw.
Blank. Rejected name for condoms.
Gosh, I don't know. Cock koozies, jizz mittens, ham holsters, kidnappers.
Yeah, try it now! try it now!
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. I am your host. My name is Scotty Gurman, a.k.a. Scooter McFuckstick, and alongside me, as usual, I have two excellent stand-up comedians. First, he is the funniest and most loving homosexual we all know and love him, Mr. J.P.
Long time.
Yeah, buddy. It's good shit. Good shit. Love you on the show. And he is the funniest person in Wichita, Kansas of 2021.
And he sucks now.
There were not sure very many does. People here in 2021 yeah. or something.
That's correct.
Was that during the pandemic?
It's COVID. It's yep. COVID.
Yeah, yeah, had to be.
The wreck himself, Mr. Derek Alders. Just kidding, wrong button. That was what I wanted.
That reflects my mood. I am so happy to be here.
I knew you would be, man. When he told me that it was going to be all of us doing the show, I was fucking pumped because I was like, Derek's going to be so hyper and so excited to be here.
I am fucking ready.
I can tell.
Yeah.
I was listening to Beastie Boys on the way over.
Yeah, got a fight for your yeah, right.
Got a little DMX going. So now all right.
Let's
fucking,
do this shit.
That shit will pump you up.
Yep, hell yeah, well.
And I did a bunch of cocaine.
Well, I wondered.
Yeah.
Because you've made three movements since you've been here. I know. That's three more than he normally makes.
Yeah. One of them was to lift my ass cheek apart. But then the other two were serious.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have everybody back. We have an excellent show for you guys today.
No, we don't.
We do.
No, it's going to be so good.
It's going to be so good.
So good.
Yeah. But
I'm going to drag it down a little, I think.
Probably.
Probably, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's your normal.
We're here to pick you up, buddy.
That's your basic.
You're not strong enough.
I'm going to try my damnedest.
Yeah. That's the basic bitch personality for Derek Alders. That's what
it is. Like I said, I have resting suicide face.
And no gun.
If only he had
a gun. Maybe he's got the gun. He just doesn't have the bullets.
Yeah. You can't find ammo.
He's been dry firing that motherfucker for years.
I've got a gun and 13 reasons. I just don't have a bullet.
But anyways, guys, this is a comedy podcast where we like to make inappropriate jokes about the current events that are going on in sports and inappropriate jokes that have nothing to do with sports whatsoever.
Watch someone send us bullets. Like, just get them off.
Please,
the
for the love of God. Here's one of each caliber I can think of. Surely one of them will fit.
9mm.
That's great. But this is also an adult podcast. We like to use foul language and offend as many people as we possibly can. So if you have thin skin, you're in the wrong place. Get the fuck out of here. Thanks. Bye. Okay.
Boo, bitch.
Yeah, boo. But we do have a lot of stuff to talk about. We've got Yeah, we do.
Okay. That's not what he was saying before we came on.
No, I just said I didn't have a whole bunch of sports, but I got some fun news of a little something I'm going to try out. But we got overrated or underrated as usual, and yep, I'm that guy, and fuck that guy. Questions and preguntas.
I know JP's answer to all of those.
I was fuck just that ready guy.
Yeah. Yeah, sure is. Yeah. Except for that Gorgoth the Destroyer.
Gorgoth the Destroyer or whatever. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a dude.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. But anyways, we also have a great draft and as always a shitty situation. But before we get to that, we're going to tell everybody what's been going on with us over the last week.
So who wants to start? You know what, JP?
You know what?
I feel like you've got the most climactic stories every time you're here.
I cannot tell you the amount of fun that I had last week.
He lived the climax.
That's my God. I did everything I wanted to do last week.
Yeah?
I smoked pot. I played video games. I went bowling. I played some cards. That's it. I'm so simple, man.
Okay. I legitimately have a question. So
all right.
Are you a righty or a lefty?
Depends on which glory.
Depends on what I'm doing.
Well, obviously,
like bowling.
No, jerking it.
Oh, I have to use both.
You have to use both. Oh, yeah. That's so smart. I was gonna say, if you're dominant one hand or the other, generally your dick starts to go in that particular direction. With as much as you masturbate, probably with being lonely and stuff like that. I wanted to know if it goes to one direction or the other.
Fucking straight as an arrow, 12 inches up.
Oh, 12 inches. All right, that's good for you.
Fucking foot long. Who had the foot long? Roast beef au jus.
So what is the primo marijuana that you've got right now? Does it have any funky name?
It does have a funky name. However, I don't fucking know what the name of it is.
What?
I mean, it's from the dispensary. Oh. It's good shit.
Okay.
I mean, I don't smoke it if it's not good.
I wanted to, like...
But I've got the bag at home. I could text you the name of it.
That's what I want to know. Because I remember what the names were back whenever I was younger and whenever I was smoking it. Like, Blue Satellite was fucking awesome. We even wrote a song about Hawaiian Gold. Okay. Like, that was some good shit. But I like the names that they would come up with. It was now, all creative.
So here's the thing. Like, before I started getting the shit from the dispensary, you could just make up whatever the fuck you wanted to say it was.
100%.
So I never really paid that much of attention. And I've got this or I've got this. I was like, I want whatever the best is.
give me the burgundy ass hairs.
Yeah, I mean, give me the good shit. I don't care what it's called.
Okay,
fair enough. Now, even though it has the label on it and everything, I don't ever pay attention.
Oh, you got to pay attention. Those names are great. They're actually like Jeremy's bands, the ones that they're the ones that he cut from. Like, he was just like, nope, I can't deal.
Can't do it.
Nope, can't do it with you.
I always wanted to grow my own, and the whole time that I was growing, play Willy Wonka's Pure Imagination, and that's what I would call it, Pure Imagination.
Pure Imagination.
It would be the happiest weed in the whole world.
Until
someday,
you smoke
life
it.
Goals, you know?
Yeah.
I should have put that on my bucket list.
Yeah, you should have.
Son
really
of a
should've.
Bitch. I'm a week late.
Yeah. Did you do anything else, any kind of fun? Did you eat anything spectacular? Like, I'm reaching for anything I can possibly grab here.
I don't remember his name.
Oh God, Grindr?
Yeah,
I figured.
Yeah,
yeah. That's is there straight people on Grindr?
I mean,
gotcha. That bad, huh?
I mean, they say they're straight, but
oh, well, you know.
I mean, no.
Okay.
Because otherwise, what the fuck are you doing on Grindr?
I don't know.
Roll up your app and ask them.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't act like I've seen your ass on there.
No, I have. I'm not on there. I don't know how it works.
Okay. I don't know how it works.
I know.
Well, I'll teach you.
JP swipes left on you every time.
I'm sure.
There's no swiping.
Oh, it's
no
not?
Swiping, no.
There's no swiping?
Mm-mm.
What's the thumbs up or thumbs down?
Nope, you just fucking, it's a grid. You just fucking.
Oh, they're close. Wheels.
Oh, yeah. It's by vicinity.
They've got radar systems with this shit. It's
Gator. Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Fucking tells you within the foot.
What the fuck is wrong with all of these other straight apps? What I mean,
the
like
foot. Jesus, I thought we were still on inches.
Besides, what's wrong with all the straight apps besides the women on them?
Well,
I mean, that's what does it for me.
I guess.
I mean, if you could get rid of those, I'd join Plenty of Fish or whatever the fuck you guys got.
That's a perfect win for lesbians.
Yeah,
plenty of fish.
Ugh, too much fish.
That's great. All right, fine. Well, thank you for your week there, JP. Nothing's changed. Derek, you want to go?
Sure.
Go for it.
A lot of baseball.
Yeah.
We are, I probably shouldn't say this, God damn are we tough to watch.
Oh, shit. We are
fucking terrible. There's like three players on this team I hate.
Okay.
Like I go in and I look at the roster and they're on it, and I go, fuck. Like, because we haven't released them yet. They showed the highlight video on one game.
Uh-huh.
One highlight.
One highlight. That was the real
year. They have 2 minutes for highlights.
Wow.
They showed one.
One. We are bad.
Did they at least put it in slow motion so it took 2 minutes?
That's how I made
it. It would have looked so bad.
That's how I made Jeremy Joseph's like promo video work.
Yeah.
You got to put him in slow-mo.
That's
right.
So I was off the week before that. I did go do some stuff that weekend. I went to the zoo on Memorial Day.
See some animals fuck?
I thought it was getting ready to go down.
I thought it was popping off in the chimpanzee exhibit.
No, it wasn't the chimps. God damn it. What was it? It was like there was an owl and some, I think it was some turtles.
An owl and some turtles. Yeah. Well, I'm shocked they didn't fuck.
That's because a hybrid.
If you've ever seen an owl and a turtle, they're usually fucking.
No, I was trying to think what was in that exhibit. It was two turtles fucking. The owl would have been sweet if it would have joined in.
And turtles make funny noises whenever they're fucking. Just,
you should hear the noises they make when you fuck one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's much louder, but same noise.
So, but they thought it was happening, and I think the other one wasn't having it, so it kind of just like walked off.
So, very slowly.
That's Derek's superpower.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
If Derek were an X-Men, it would be any place he goes where there's a shitload of animals, they all start fucking.
Start fucking.
That's every time.
Awesome. We got done with the zoo, and I was like, well, it's fucking hot. I want to go. Let's get some ice cream. So we went to Brahms to get ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife picked the one table that's in the grocery section. And I was like, so we're sitting there at the
people
table.
People are shopping around you?
No, nobody shops at Brahms. I didn't know they had produce, but I guess they do. And so they had like onions and potatoes.
They have a bunch of weird shit.
Yeah, so we're like right by that thing. And I looked at my wife and I was like, honey, I'll give you $20 if you just go up and grab one of those potatoes and just be like, hand it to him. Like, can you just make me a shake?
What the fuck?
Yeah, she wouldn't do it.
I'm sure she wouldn't.
It would have been her $20. So I went and saw my buddy out at the lake one day.
Shrooms?
No shrooms.
Okay.
I did eat half of an edible.
How'd that go?
I don't think anything really happened.
Yeah.
No.
Dude, I ate half of an edible.
About as...
Edibles are
but
dangerous.
It was a 100-milligram one.
And yeah, this one was like,
I went to Narnia.
His buddy makes these things. However, we did have a conversation about fence pickets, so maybe it did happen. Yeah.
It shocks me, though, that like I've heard that if marijuana or those edibles don't actually have any effect on you, then you have a wicked metabolism, and that doesn't really show much for you.
I would say that's not the case.
That's definitely not the case.
Fantastic metabolism.
Do you really?
Yeah, it doesn't do shit, just like me. and my metabolism are fucking lazy. We do just enough not to get fired.
But if weed...
It is pushing it.
My metabolism has been written up multiple times.
You should see the file on this guy.
Verbal and written warnings.
Yeah.
But it just still manages to hang on.
Oh, that's great.
My buddy Taylor has a 4th of July party every year. And last year, they bought out a small piece of dynamite sticks, like small dynamite sticks.
Oh, okay.
And they put one on the like 4x4. That was in the ground to hold screw the pickets and shit.
Oh, sure, sure.
Whatever.
Sure.
Well, they put one on there and lit it, and it blew the fucking picket off.
Wow.
And so I'd asked if this year at his party, if it was BYOP, bring your own picket. And then it came down to the idea where I thought it would be hilarious, because usually there's a shitload of people that go to this party. If like everybody at Lowe's all went and got one picket, all at the same Lowe's. And, like, they went to the same guy's line.
Same guy to buy it.
At the same time. So, like, there's just a fucking one line of guy. People yeah. Pickets. Like, Chuck has 62 people in line.
And they're at register one. Meanwhile, Betty in register two is like,
empty.
I can help the next customer. Yeah, and everybody's like, just standing there. Fuck you, Betty.
We're good.
We're waiting for Sam.
Nobody says anything. Yeah. Nobody's turning just around talking to each other. You're just straightforward, all with one picket. All in different vehicles and just all leave in different
They
directions.
Would call the police. They would be like, I don't know what's going on, but something is going on.
I don't know why I found that. So maybe it was half the edible.
Probably.
See, turns out it did work.
It may have worked.
It may have worked.
And the other thing that I did notice is when we were driving home, I was driving 55 and I thought I was flying.
Yeah. So
I was like, God that's damn. A thing. I think we're fucking moving.
I have to use my cruise control everywhere I go. Otherwise, I'm just getting fucking lapped. Fucking,
But when you put it on cruise, though, do you feel like you're going, like, I can't believe I'm going this fucking fast. Like, I feel like I'm going so much faster.
No. I put it on cruise, I just know I'm good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Otherwise, I'm driving to work, and then the people that I was supposed to work with that day come by me. And then they go back by me when they leave, and they come back by me, and I'm still just fucking coming to work. Yeah, it's bad.
Me and my wife split one, and my wife gets in the car, and looks at me, and I go, as we're walking off to leave, I was like, honey, because it had been like an hour and a half since we'd taken it, and I go, hey, do you want me to drive? I know you had a couple of beers, and she's like, yeah. We get in the car. I'm like, you okay? And she's like, I'm high as fuck.
I'm high as fuck, boy. I'm high as fuck, boy.
Because she never does that yeah. shit. So that got me laughing pretty funny. Good.
Oh, I would have loved that.
And then we did eat pizza.
We did eat four large pizzas.
I was getting ready to say, one?
We got one large pizza and split it.
Okay.
But
there were no leftovers.
Derek was super disappointed. Derek was super disappointed.
I know.
And then I watched a couple of a season finale and a series finale.
Okay, what you got?
I watched the season finale of Dave, which was fucking crazy.
Dave?
It's got Lil Dicky in it, and it's kind of loosely based on him. It's about, because he's a rapper, and it's kind of based on how he is and a little is. Like, his character, he plays himself as a rapper, and he's going on tour and all this shit.
But okay.
The season finale had fucking Brad Pitt and Rachel McAdams, and
whoa,
it was nuts, and it was fucking great. So I watched it, and then I watched the series finale of Ted Lasso.
Oh, my God. I bawled the whole way through it.
Did you really?
I'm so sad that it's gone.
I'm sad it's gone, too.
Dude, it was an amazing show.
Who's your favorite character?
It's finally over? It's finally over. Like, there's no more seasons it's after this. Though. Thank fucking God.
It's got to be Beard.
Mine's Beard's great. It's gotta be I like Roy. Beard.
I like Roy. I also like Trent.
Oh, Trent Crim.
Yeah, I also really like how they've developed him along the way too.
I've seen these,
a fucking amazing show, man.
I've seen these videos on TikTok now of all the fucking Easter eggs that were in it.
Yeah.
Holy shit, yeah. I miss so much. But yeah, it was fantastic. So I'm sad that's over, but it was very well done. I think they pretty well wrapped everything up.
Yeah, I think they left. I love the fact that they left a lot to your imagination. That they gave you, okay, this person's going in this direction.
Yeah.
But whatever they're going to do is up to you. And
yeah,
this person's going this way. And
but you're not they like, did what good, happened with such
they,
and yeah, such?
They did a pretty said, good job. They did a yeah. pretty good job. I still hate the fact that it's over.
Oh I
my
do too.
God.
I'm so great. Fucking happy. Fuck what? That show. The amount of times that people tagged us about that show.
It's great.
Hey, he was the coach of Wichita State. It's like, no shit. We hear that daily. And so I'm just,
good.
I'm so grateful.
Hear that.
God. You know what?
It's over.
I didn't think I could like anybody less than Derek, but you just fucked it up. And yeah. So now go fuck yourself.
That's probably one of the best series I've ever seen.
Fucking like phenomenal. Yeah. How did you not think so?
I didn't even try.
He probably hasn't watched
it. It's like me in that show as Derek to Matt Rife. That's basically what it is.
Matt Rife is beautiful.
I'm sure.
And how dare you say anything wrong about him?
I just don't fucking give a shit about him.
Long story short, Matt Rife is coming to Wichita, Kansas for a show. He's doing two shows now.
I guess he's the big news all over because I think his tickets for everywhere dropped today or something.
Exactly. He's got a special that he's going to do. So he's doing a tour and he's going a lot of places. He's coming to Wichita.
A lot of fucking places.
Me like, and
that
JP.
Motherfucker's nonstop. I want him.
Want to go see him.
You want to go see him. I want him.
You guys have a great time
together.
Yeah. Scotty, I think you might get some ass.
Oh, I guarantee it.
I don't want it.
During the show.
No, I'm out.
Yeah, no, you'll like it.
But no, I just think it's very shocking.
Do you know how many bachelorette parties are going to be at that fucking show? Oh, my God.
I guarantee it.
Oh, God damn it.
And he gets so much pussy.
100%.
Oh, he's so beautiful.
He does a bit on stage about how he thought that he was in love with a girl, but she got really weird. No, she didn't. She didn't get weird. You just had like flocks of vagina just swarming you after every fucking show.
Yeah.
So don't give me that bullshit. But no, I hope we get an opportunity to go.
Oh, me too, bro. I want to go bad.
Maybe we can talk him into coming on the show.
Oh God, you guys have fun. I'll
me and
I'll
JP would have a blast.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I'm glad nobody could see our hands.
I'm sure. But no, I had a great week.
We haven't heard about your week. Great.
No,
hold on.
No.
Go ahead.
No, you're going to love it. So we had the video that kind of got a lot of traction about Jeremy's story about waving to Barbara.
The realtor, Barbara.
Yeah. And you know what? I was really happy with a lot of the comments that were in the comment section of the TikTok. It was really cool as people just like, that's hilarious. You know, all that shit. But then there are these motherfuckers that are just absolute assholes, and these are the people that I really didn't think existed. I really thought that they're, everybody would see the humor in this joke. No. There were people that are like so just obsessed with logistics of them, of Jeremy calling it the fast lane or me calling it the left lane. And everybody's like, well, technically it's the fucking passing lane. No, it's the lane that you don't go 5 miles an hour under the goddamn speed limit. And then there's one motherfucker, and I won't point out the names, but he made the comment. He's like, well, technically, if he's going the speed limit in the left lane, then he's kind of following the rules. It's the passing lane, so you have to pass him going the speed limit. Fuck you. I don't give a rat's ass. If you're on a two-lane highway, you try to pass a semi-truck going fucking 60 when they can only go 55. You're going to get into a head-on collision and die. So no, that's not how it fucking works. But anyways, that's just me venting.
Yeah, man, wow.
It got to me.
You're kind of harshing my mellow. I don't like it.
I don't even know what video you guys
are. Yeah,
I know. You won't watch anything that doesn't have you involved. But anyways.
No, I blocked you guys a long time ago.
I figured as much. But so there was that. But I thank you for all the people that shared that video and thought it was funny. And that was kind of the whole point. I did what I always do. I take the advantages of going golfing. But my wife and I don't get to hang out very much. I do the podcast. I work all these hours and stuff like that.
You so do the podcast once a week, bro.
I stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning and make sure it's posted on time and do all the fucking editing and shit. But anyways, that's just so cool. But she wants to spend as much time with me as possible, watch TV shows, all of that other shit. So she took
That's a fucking lie. That's a lie.
That's true. But no,
she's over at her golf coach's house right now. Right.
Maybe. Yeah. Hey, divorce is in the near future, and that's okay. And this is why. So she has taken up golf to try to be able to spend time with me, and I give her a lot of credit. She went and had lessons. She invested in like looking good on the course and stuff like that. And I had seen her play a couple times, it was just us, and nobody was behind us or in front of us, so I wasn't rushed. Well, I golfed with her twice this week, and my wife sucks. I can't do it no more. It was the most frustrating thing in the world. I've got nothing but five seniors in their own golf carts behind us, and my wife has to swing four or five times to hit a goddamn golf ball. And so, I was very frustrated. But
what the fuck?
Hats off to that. Yeah. But had a good time other than that. That was pretty much my week. Never doing it again. I'm just going to golf by myself.
Are you okay, man?
No, I'm in a mood. I'm in a mood today.
You are in a mood, dude.
I just got a little
bit. Your poor wife.
I don't think any of us want to be here. Keep laughing, assholes.
Keep laughing, assholes, and tell your friends and shit. Yeah. And, you know, that whole deal.
Honestly, I think it's pretty cool that she's actually trying to get into it, and I know she's going to get better.
That's nice of her to want to spend time with you, for you to just be like, I'm never doing it again. Fuck that bitch.
You're right. That's a little too harsh. You're
kind of a douche.
That's a little too harsh. Honestly.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Honestly, yes, I will do it again. She just needs to get a lot fucking better before I do. So that's that. But that's my week. Anybody? Wow.
Yeah. I feel like I should have got more higher before I started this deal.
I should have got
and
lower.
I got way high before I started, and I feel like it wasn't enough. Now I'm trying to claw our way back up from the bottom, and you guys are just fucking bringing me down,
Bringing it down. I did watch the season finale.
Do you have enough fucking pins, man?
No, it's for all of us down here.
All three of us. There's eight pins. Do we all need two and then a couple backups?
Derek's got one in his hand, and I have one in mine, and there's eight just sitting on there. So just in case we have a full-blown orgy, or if the kids decide to come out of the
That could happen.
They can color and stuff.
That's a good call.
But I did also watch the season finale for The Curse of Oak Island.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, check
this
out.
Dude, I don't want to hear it. Because what you said about fucking Ted Lasso, and then you're going to bring up Oak Island, you're going to compare, even say that you think Oak Island's better than Ted Lasso?
Absolutely fucking not.
You are a fool.
I said not. Okay. No.
Well, you think Deadliest Catch is better than Ted Lasso?
100%.
You're so dumb. I hate you. You know it's not. Deadliest Catch.
No, I don't know because I've never seen it.
The Deadliest Catch is AIDS. I mean, basically.
Is it?
I think so.
No, Magic Johnson.
It was COVID for two years.
And then everybody figured out it was a fucking cold. Anyways, all right. But that is my week. So I hope all of you guys had a great week out there. Now we get to move on to the current events. But before we do that, I want to give a shout out to BattlecornCarePackages.com. I know Curtis is really trying to get to his goal of $25,000 that he can give to a charity for, I believe it is...
you give $25,000 to
it's
me.
It's pediatric cancer. No, I would much rather give it to these kids.
I agree.
Okay. But pediatric cancer research, I want everybody to go and check them out. I know it's kind of a rough subject in a comedy show, but it's something serious that I really do want to be a part of. And I, my hat's off to Curtis, his family, and hope that they can get there. So go check them out at BattlecornCarePackages.com. Sincerely appreciate everything that they do. Let's get to some current events because we got a lot of fun stuff to get to. Obviously, we've got the NBA playoffs going on. It's tied 1-1. Right.
Oh, yeah.
So it's obviously not rigged.
Well, no. I mean, I don't know.
They fixed that
years ago.
Sure.
They Tim fired Donahue a bunch is of, gone.
It was yeah. the refs, bro. The yeah. refs were throwing the games.
Yeah.
They proved it.
Who cares? But we have the NHL playoffs as well.
That I care about.
You actually give a shit about that.
I've been watching both.
And I told you that Vegas is going to fucking destroy them, you just laughed.
No, I didn't laugh.
No, you did. You thought yesterday? I was crazy.
It's hockey. Did I fake? Right. Did I no. fake laugh?
No, you thought I was crazy. You thought Florida was just going to destroy them.
I mean, I think like, you're fucking
Florida's
crazy.
So, but you said Florida's so much better than they are, and blah.
I don't know anything about hockey.
Well, it didn't stop you from having an opinion.
Oh no.
Well, you rewatch the show.
Okay, that's fine. Maybe
I'm just that. Saying I was right.
I have an opinion about it. Everything it just sucks sometimes.
Yeah,
but
I'm super stoked about that.
I'm sure, and I kind of want to watch. I was kind of bummed out that while we're recording, it's not on, but it's not. But so yeah, we have obviously have the playoffs that's going on, and so there's not really a whole lot to dive into that. I guess I don't think unless Derek has something to say.
The ending of that fucking Miami Denver game was
game
fantastic.
Two.
That was great. And the ending of that game. Fucking Celtics game.
Celtics game was awesome.
Game six where he point one. That was fucking awesome, crazy. Dude.
And that one guy, the one TikTok that I saw that went viral, and it was the one guy on the other side of the fucking. And he was like, yeah, baby, I told you we were going to. Everybody's like ready to fucking just destroy
him. Well, because they were all giving him shit.
He's like, I told all you.
Yeah, and he's wearing like a fucking Tom Brady jersey. Yeah. That was fucking nuts, was awesome. Man. I love seeing that.
Dope.
And they saw one that was a wedding. And everybody at the wedding, that was game six.
I saw that too.
Everybody at the wedding is like, yeah! They're like, wait.
And then they're like, oh.
I thought for sure Boston was going to come
back. It's just like marriage. It's just like marriage. It's all exciting, and then it's such a letdown. It's like, oh.
And then she sucks at golf.
And then she has, then she sucks at golf. And apparently that's the fucking sin.
And she tries to take an interest in what you do, and she's terrible at it. Right. So fuck her.
Yeah. Oh man!
Stick to sucking dick and washing dishes,
doing laundry. So there is that. I guess breaking news on Wednesday, golf related. Did you hear about Liv in the Pro Tour? It's actually
I don't know anything about golf.
All you need to know is that a whole bunch of people went to a different league and got paid a shitload of money, and there were all of these other golfers that stayed with the PGA Tour and didn't take a shitload of that money.
This was like the Monday Night Wars with WWF and WCW.
Okay. And then now they've just all of a sudden merged, and so the PGA Tour basically fucked all of these guys that were loyal to the PGA Tour.
Oh, I didn't know they combined.
They combined.
That's dirty.
Dirty as fuck.
Because they were like, if you go there, you'll never play on the PGA Tour again. They threatened them if you leave us. Oh, so all these people that left to go to Live are the fucking geniuses because now the other idiots are over here with the fucking shitty money.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, they lost out on so much cash. And that's why I'm like, oh.
Good for golf, man.
This is why when somebody says...
I can't believe they combined.
I can't believe you would just do it for the money. This is a perfect example of why you do. So anyways, there's that. I did also see that there was a lot of trash talking in another sport that I don't give a shit about, but it's worth mentioning.
Must be a woman's sport.
Ooh, you know me well. No, actually, it was kind of an exhibition.
It's women's golf.
No, Not, no.
Yeah, no, that was during, that was his week recap.
Yeah.
This is a different women's sport, I'm sure.
It is. Actually, there's like an
Stick to bacon and butt fucking.
That's my favorite, bacon and butt fucking.
Me too.
Shit.
Me too.
No, there was an exhibition tournament for soccer here in the United States.
Yeah, it was a soccer.
It was a soccer tournament, but it was actually kind of cool. It was kind of co-ed.
No, it wasn't.
Give me a second.
It was kind of quick because there was a trans.
Maybe. So. I don't know. But yeah, so there was a team that had a whole bunch of like previous like players from old U.S. soccer teams or a lot of like professional soccer players, but they were all girls on one team, and they played a whole bunch of like retired men soccer players from other leagues and stuff like that. And they ended up, the girls in it were like talking shit, and I don't know if they were actually being serious or not, but foot and mouth syndrome, they got smoked 12-0 in that game.
Of course they did.
Come the fuck on. What did you think was going to happen? So yeah, there is that. But the fun stuff, I want to get over that shit. Did you see, we kind of skipped over the hockey, but there was a reporter for Miami's news crew that was actually giving her like game two report in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So she's from Miami, obviously a Florida fan, and there was a Golden Knight fan that was trying to get into the shot of her giving her report, and she fucking stiff-armed that motherfucker out of it the whole time.
You're about to get stiff-armed here in just a second.
I got a right hook that'll say nothing.
Fair enough. I think so. You just keep dreaming.
But buddy. I got to give props to her. She kept that she drunk motherfucker. Hell yeah. And she tweeted about it later and was like, I'm not letting somebody come into my thing doing my job. And I got to give her credit. She's right. I mean, don't be that douchebag fan. Be a little bit nicer.
I got a baseball thing.
What you got?
Have you seen this Luis Arias?
No.
He's hitting .399 right now.
Good for him.
We are now in June, so that's one of those like early April stats that you can throw out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got 83 hits. I mean, this is as far as I can remember somebody flirting with 400.
Good for him.
So
good
Miami for him. Marlins second baseman.
Yeah, all of you Cardinal fans out there that think that there's a snowball's chance in hell that we're going to make the playoffs, keep fucking dreaming. It's not going to happen.
That's a terrible division.
God, it sucks. It sucks.
You know what sucks? Baseball.
The AL and NL Central are pretty terrible. Just the MLB, whole center of the
MLB's
country
not
sucks.
Great.
No, MLB's great.
No,
some of the
really
best
not.
Athletes in the world play baseball.
I don't know.
That's
about
totally
that.
True.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But anyways, yeah, it sucks being a Cardinal fan right now, especially when you have a team full of all stars and you have a stupid ass coach.
John Elway played baseball.
I'm sure he did.
Patrick Mahomes played baseball.
Good for him.
Kyler Murray played baseball.
Oh my God.
Bo Jackson played baseball.
Oh wow! All of a sudden, I love baseball.
You should.
Matt Rife plays baseball.
Okay, now I love it. Michael Jordan played baseball.
Very good. He did. He sucked at it, though. But anyways, moving on. Next thing, Travis Kelce and the Kansas City Chiefs made their way to the White House to do what everybody does, go to the White House
after
you win the Super Bowl.
And Travis Kelce fucking tried to steal the podium.
And he fucking should have done it. I was really happy that he would. My God, that was awesome. No, that's fucking...
piece of knob.
Oh, I think he's great. He actually said a full sentence, which our president can't do, but that's beside the point. I thought it was awesome.
We're not doing politics.
Oh, we're not. But... it was pretty cool that I thought it was. I think it was scripted. Obviously, I think he told Patrick.
It is
Mahomes,
the NFL, dumbass.
See,
of course,
I
it's
was
scripted.
Waiting for it. Come on,
duh.
But I thought that was pretty cool.
I thought that was a given.
Yeah, it is a given.
It's scripted.
It's totally
you tell
given.
Him what to do.
Yeah. That's all the sports stuff that I believe I have. But I did find some. This is from the Associated Press. This is actually news stories or headlines that I wanted to see if you guys could figure out actually what happened and let me know what you think about these in particular. This is all from the Associated Press. But there was a fertility doctor accused of using his own sperm, and he died in a plane crash that he hand built the plane.
Is
what
that
do you
the
think
same?
That
is this the same guy? Is this the same guy that got like in trouble for they
the,
found it?
The documentary dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it?
Is it
I don't
that
know.
Guy?
I don't know.
He has like fucking 80 some children or something. It's like stupid amounts of children.
Bloodline strong, man. That's kind of what you, I mean. You got to do it.
Yeah, man.
I mean, if I'm donating my sperm, I want to make sure.
So what do you want to know about the guy?
No, I want to know what you think happened. Why was this guy? Why did this guy build his own plane and die?
Because he built his own goddamn plane. I know. Fly commercial.
Well, what do you think he's like hauling in that thing? Why did it crash? Do you think it was too heavy with all the sperm loads that he's carrying around to get more kids? I think that's probably what he was doing.
Did you set this up so that we could make jokes?
Yeah, no, just now, like what you think of what actually would happen, but you don't have to if you don't want to.
I don't get it.
Okay, that's fine. Same. Okay, fine. Next one. This is actually another thing from the Associated Press. A Southern Illinois man has been charged with theft for allegedly stealing a backhoe to drive about 10 miles to an airport to catch his flight.
I feel like I'm watching Jay Leno.
What?
I don't even think Jay Leno is this
have
bad.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
This happened in the middle of the country.
Southern Illinois man has been charged with theft for allegedly stealing a backhoe to drive about 10 miles to an airport.
He stole a backhoe to go to the airport.
Ironically, backhoe is who JP likes to find on Grindr. Backhoe.
Hey.
Kevin?
Kevin Eubanks. He just fucking...
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Have you heard about this?
I fucking hate you two. I give you opportunities and you squander them. So, fuck it.
No, I crushed that one. Yeah, knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, I feel like he couldn't have hit that one any harder.
Fine. No, these are your people.
No, these are awesome. Let's do another one.
These are your people.
Gee, I hope there's more.
There are more, and good. I like them.
Oh, good.
No, but these are your people, Derek. These are from Illinois. I don't know. Explain yourself.
They're Southern Illinois. I'm from Central Illinois.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
I guess it really just depends on where he is flying to, why he was flying there. I mean, was it worth it?
How was the backhoe fucking not locked?
The keys are always in the backhoe.
Are they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Mm-hmm. That's what I tell all my bitches. The keys are in the backhoe.
Keys are in the backhoe. Always.
All right, fine. A German court says it is giving an 82-year-old...
You hear about business from this overseas in Germany.
Hey, I thought this one was right up JP's alley. I thought about
on
you.
My paper. Is that a tick?
No.
I think that's a tick.
That better not be.
Nope, it's not a tick.
You can't. It's impossible.
Yep.
It's just a little fly.
I think that's Scotty's superpower, tick crushing.
Yeah. I think it's a crap.
crushing ticks and crushing dicks.
I thought about JP.
Crushing ticks and sucking dicks. Okay, that's great. What Scotty Gurman does.
No, that's what JP does. I thought about JP when I saw this headline. A German court says it is giving an 82-year-old man his last warning to avoid jail time after he was found guilty of dealing drugs despite his 24 previous convictions. Is that you in like 40 years, JP?
I don't think so because it'll be legal.
You think so? In Kansas?
No. They'll legalize it federally.
Oh, okay.
So at some point.
Yeah, but the states override the...
Yeah, blah, blah, true. Blah.
But no, I think you're right. It'll eventually be legal. But I
hate that because then, I don't sell that. I only sell to like a few people.
Oh, I'm sure. If I called you and said, hey, can I get some?
I would say no.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, I don't like you.
fuck you.
Go fuck yourself. Thanks, nah, man. I'd hook you up, man.
Okay.
I'd charge you extra, but I'd hook you up.
And I would understand that.
Yeah.
I got to pay you for your services.
And you're rich.
Scotty's
you can afford
rich.
It. Uh-huh. He's super rich.
Fine. Last one of this shit show. A female-led reboot of The Office is in the works and will be released and set in Australia. Why the fuck do you guys have to fuck something up that's already good? Why? I mean,
you like The Office, but you don't like Ted Lasso.
That's what I was going to say.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
That's exactly where I was going.
I don't like this whole the Ted Lasso thing's really got me fucked, man. It's really messing with me, man.
I've never seen it.
Well, then shut the fuck up about it.
I don't want to purchase another streaming service like Apple TV.
Oh, Apple TV is great. There's so many good shows on there.
It's fucking spectacular. I don't give a fuck.
It's better than fucking History, and you pay for that.
No, I don't.
Well, you did.
I did.
Yeah.
That was a fucking mistake.
You're right.
But no, why do you want to ruin a good thing when it had actors and actresses that did a great job?
You could argue that they ruined it when they did the American version.
But they didn't, because obviously we can look at the numbers and see.
Show or something
it was initially a British show. And Gervais was great in it.
Yeah, Gervais. Ricky Gervais.
Yeah. And he was great in it. But if you look at the one that has the highest ratings and things like that, it's the American version.
Because American people are fucking slow and stupid, and binge watch TV.
Probably for like the first 6 months, they thought it was a documentary.
Right.
They're like, man, this paper company. Right. Is it a paper company?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This paper company, man, I can get on board with them. Yeah.
I'm thinking about applying.
Thanks, guys.
Can I work remote?
Yeah, I want to stay here in Alabama. I don't want to have to move to Pennsylvania.
Well, good luck to those people that are trying to reboot that shit, because all female cast member reboots always do exceptionally well in the box office or on TV. That is current events for this week. Thank God. Now we can move on to stuff that
you're just really shitting on women today, aren't you, Scotty?
I kind of have a thorn in my side for them right now. After it took me 4 hours to play 18 holes with my wife. Two fucking people. Anyways, now we get to move on to the fun parts of the show. We get to move on to...
Oh, there's a fun part. Thank God. I thought it was all going to be this shit.
Yeah, have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
It's from Germany. Kraps are saying.
Overrated or underrated again. Guys, if you have any suggestions, you can send them to us on Twitter. I'm paying attention to that more now. And people are getting through, because we already have quite a few listeners who sent us messages that we're going to use on this week's episode. You can go to Twitter at LOT Sidelines. And if we like what you sent, we will let you know about it and give you a shout out on the show. So this week's first one is from a listener, and his name is Brian. I believe it's pronounced Hebbard.
Brian Hebbard, shout out.
Okay. He wants to know, overrated or underrated matching family t-shirts?
Fucking underrated. Underrated as fuck.
Why?
It makes the idiots so easy to spot. Well, there's a whole gaggle of dipshits.
That's true. I was going to say overrated, but I'm on board.
Yeah.
I'm on board. That's underrated. Like,
look at all these motherfuckers. Right. Yeah,
it helps. No, that's cool, because if they weren't wearing matching shirts, it'd take a lot longer to pick them out.
Yeah.
That's fucking genius, man.
Oh, you're an Anderson.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's always that fucking family at a, like, doing a reunion at a theme park or some shit, and they all have to have matching shirts and shit so they can figure out who's with who.
Well, I don't want to say this.
Say it.
I think black people started it.
I am abstaining from the rest of this overrated, underrated.
Look, man. God. Look, I'm one of the most non-racist people you'd ever want to meet. But I think that black people started this.
So underrated. I'm going to go underrated as well, because I agree with Derek's answer. And I can honestly say you can find the dumbasses a lot quicker, because guess which family has done this and guess who has experienced that you're pointing out and raising your hand. You're an idiot. Me. All right, next one.
The Germans got matching t-shirts, did they?
The Germans had a family reunion, and even though it wasn't in any kind of a public place, by God, we all had matching blue t-shirts. Story of it is, there are four actual limbs of the family tree. My grandfather has three brothers, and so each limb of the tree has a different color. It's the same shirt.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was cool, but I also see your point of being an idiot. next one, overrated or underrated, River Festival in Wichita, Kansas. JP, I am so curious to know about what your answer is.
I say overrated.
Oh, damn.
Overrated.
I think especially listeners that aren't in our area need to know.
It's just a fucking money grab.
Is it a money grab?
Now they're, $15 for a button, I think?
I don't know how much it is for a damn button, but I know the food is fucking outrageous, and the fucking beer is outrageous.
You couldn't pay me to go.
To be around that many Wichitans in one centralized location.
Even just Wichita. It's not just Wichita. From that bumfuck Kansas that come for the festival.
Yeah, that's a hard pass for me.
I think everybody knows what kind of people go to these kind of festivals and things like that. But if you can imagine, like, I don't know, 50% of the people that you know and that are normal, and 50% of the people that are fucking batshit crazy.
Ones that think The Office is a documentary.
The ones that never saw Ted Lasso but talk shit on it.
Okay.
Those kind of people. That's those who goes to Riverfest.
And then dwindle it down to the people that are actually maybe have mental disability problems and think all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah.
Those are the people that go to this festival. They all don't
plus
know
plus, it's down by the river, so all the homeless are already there.
That's
like,
actually...
They're like... What the fuck is going on? Where'd all these fucking people come from? We're like invading their territory.
No, honey, we got to rake the living room. We're having company.
I guess.
Fuck. But everybody fits in just fine because they all about the same hygiene level because the people that go to these things don't know what the fuck soap is.
Yeah.
It's rough. It is rough, and they put it on in our city and make it look absolutely spectacular when it's all absolutely nothing but a bunch of bullshit.
It's the same place.
Who was here? Who came here?
Shaggy was here.
Shaggy, that's right. That was the big draw.
It's
Mr. Boombastic. What the fuck?
I'd have gone see that. I would love to go see that. Yeah, you probably would.
See, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, actually, the concert nights aren't as bad. The concert nights aren't
seems
as bad.
Bad.
No, I got to see Flogging Molly one night, and it was fucking lit as fuck.
It was last year. Willie Nelson, I think, was last year.
Fuck yeah, dude. Willie's awesome.
Packed.
Dude, okay, so stupid. Everything except for the
people
concert
were
night.
Standing
the concerts
like
are awesome.
A mile away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Fuck that.
I wouldn't do it, but
no.
Riverfest is like the only place that you can see a juggalo and someone dressed in old Admiral's gear.
Yes,
and venue.
Yeah, and they're having a beer. Yeah, fucking
nice.
Whoop whoop.
Overrated.
Old Settler Days of Mulvane's better than Riverfest.
Overrated. I would rather stay at my house and mow the yard. Next one. Overrated or underrated? Paternity test TV shows.
Overrated.
Really?
There's enough of these. And they're not even real. It's like the NFL.
It's like
the same goddamn
Maury.
Yeah. It's Maury. Yeah.
Oh, there's a shitload of them.
Was there really?
Oh, God, dude. Daytime
Springer used to do it quite a bit.
Springer
Jenny Jones. Jenny Jones, Ricky Lake.
Yeah. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Okay.
Sally, Jesse, Raphael.
Yeah, all the Ninja Turtles.
All the Ninja Turtles did it.
No, but do you honestly think that... Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Do you honestly think that...
That was a hell of a setup.
Sorry, my bad. Do you honestly think that that's
how you set somebody up, not by writing stupid things on the fucking...
Have you seen the Ninja Turtle?
The Ninja Turtles are in
town.
They
live in the sewer. They like pizza. Okay. They like Have you heard about this? The pizza? The
not
pizza
just regular pizza.
Fuck you both.
They eat so much pizza.
Their skin turned green.
Do you honestly think that shells. Do you honestly think that Maury is scripted?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, all of it is.
All of it is.
I think there's people.
Connie Chung told me.
There's people here. There's a comic that's been on one of those shows.
Really?
No, I'm sure.
Yeah,
dude. So many people have been on Springer.
Yeah,
like, I believe Springer was always scripted.
When Springer died, everybody that I fucking
came out of the woodwork.
Yeah. Oh, I was on that show in '93. I was on that show then. I was on the show then.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Springer's Jerry's show was.
They were all scripted.
I just didn't think Maury's was.
Yeah, for sure.
Maury's looked legit.
No.
No?
I think it's all scripted.
It's all scripted.
It's like the NFL, man.
I think these are underrated.
They pay to get those people on the show.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Like
but
the People's Court, I think if you get on the court shows, then they pay the whatever you're suing for. They pay
you
anyway.
Yeah, they pay you anyway, whether you win or lose. Yeah. And they fucking put you up in a badass hotel and give you a bunch of fucking money to spend.
Long story short, I did know somebody that went on one of the People's Court shows, mm-hmm. and they went on there twice, and they flipped spots both times, and they were both best friends.
Yeah.
So I know that one is bullshit. They don't do much.
They're all bullshit, Scotty. The whole world is fucking rigged.
All of it?
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
Yeah.
We're all scripted.
Fine.
Yep. It's like the Truman Show.
Yep.
I'm in for that.
And if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening,
good afternoon.
Good night.
Good.
Yep. Yeah. That's right.
That's true.
So I think all of us are going overrated for paternity shows.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Except for me. I think they're real. So that's mine. Next one, overrated or underrated, every major company making a rainbow logo for Pride Month.
These goddamn homosexuals.
The way that you say that, what? I feel like you're going to say overrated.
No, I want to let you go first.
I want to see what you say.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, that makes me like you less.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck. I think it's a money grab, is what I think. And I think it fails a lot more than you think, because you piss off a lot of people that are like
white and straight and fucking middle American.
My favorite is the people that are like, "Well, we're in straight Pride Month."
Yeah.
All the other ones.
Yeah.
All the other months.
I think it is underrated.
You do?
I do.
Because it means a lot to you?
Absolutely it does, because it fucking shines a light on our community, and it's a pride thing, and it's fucking awesome that they're willing to contribute and fucking be a part of it.
Okay.
I see, with me personally, I don't care. It well, means nothing to
you
me.
You know
really.
What, man?
I like you.
I try
enough.
To like you, man. I do. And I want to like you. But, dude, I'm about a fucking 2 seconds away from fucking taking off these earphones and going to smoke another bowl. Now, I'm going to come back, but I'm not high enough for this shit.
Fine. I think it's rated. That's just me.
I think it's rated.
I think it's just rated. Yeah. Okay. I do think it's a big money grab, though. Yeah. I don't like that.
I think it is a money grab in a sense, but I also don't think it's a bad. I think it's good to show that.
I think a lot of those companies.
All of it's a money grab. The breast cancer money grab.
Right. But 100%. They're also. But most of them are also donating to charities that make a difference. In our community, whether it be AIDS, whether it be fucking just equal rights or whatever it is, they're all donating a percentage of money to a lot of them.
AIDS thing I get, equal rights I don't, but AIDS thing I get, and I think that's
cool. Of course, equal rights. You haven't got equal rights since you, I don't think you're for equal rights.
I am not?
No.
Why not?
Because I know you already don't like black people.
Oh, what?
I mean,
why you gotta do that?
Am I wrong?
God damn it!
You're not wrong.
See,
I gotta make it that.
No,
I'm just kidding.
No, but like to finish my point.
Oh, go for it.
I do think it is. I do think it's a bit of a money grab because it's just, but it's the same thing as like support the military month. It's
Bingo.
The same for thing as this breast cancer thing. Yeah. It's let's make a different colored logo of the same thing. However,
or like let's say that.
However, the difference is. As there's not some big CEO of homosexuality that is reaping in all.
I'm trying, man. Right. Someday I hope to be.
That's making like $32 million.
I hope to be the Vince McMahon of gay people someday.
So I also think that it is a good thing because part of you doing that with your company is you do risk pissing people off doing it. Yeah. And if you're going to show yourself and say, fuck you guys, I'm going to go ahead and this is what we're doing, then I'm going to say underrated for that.
I'll give you that. I like that answer. That's a good one. All right, and last one, overrated or underrated, Segway racing.
That's a thing?
If it's not, it needs to be.
Okay. I didn't know that was a thing.
Could it be a thing?
Where'd you even get this?
Have you heard about these Segways?
apparently, they're racing them. They're racing them up and down the streets.
Unlike Scotty. Scotty is a racist Segway.
Segway into racist Scotty.
No, I want, okay, fine, drunk Segway racing.
Well, of course, if you're fucking Segway racing, you're not doing it sober.
I would rather just watch people fall on hoverboards, which is the best thing in the world to me.
Yes.
Segway racing.
Yes.
And so it's like the old chariots of the Roman chariots, but without the horses. Yes. I like it.
Yes.
Overrated. Underrated, I mean.
This is a great million-dollar idea.
Underrated. I like it.
I think we need to take out go-karts at like, you know, those places with putt-putt, and then they have go-karts.
Segway racing.
And just put Segway racing in there. I think that would be a fun time.
You should open up a spot.
I should. I need a crowdfund.
Scotty Segway Emporium.
No, you can just afford it, man.
I'll make my logo of my company rainbow for you. And donate money.
I wouldn't fucking visit your Segway track if it was the last Segway track on Earth.
Come on. I'll make them all go in reverse.
Yeah, there you go.
Except for JP's. Yeah. JP's goes forward. Everybody else goes backwards.
I like it.
Oh, okay. Oh, I crashed again.
I'm back in.
And JP has rear-ended another racer.
Another racer goes down.
Oh, that's great.
We're going to need a hose to separate this one.
God damn. All right, fine. Now we get to move on to, yep, I'm that guy and fuck that guy. This one is it's becoming a lot of fun. I really like this one. I'm sure you do. So first one is also from a listener coming in from Twitter. This is from Ryan Howell. He wants to know, the guy who puts the twist tie back on the loaf of bread.
I'm totally that guy.
Yeah, why wouldn't you put the twist tie back on there, man? That's fucking bohemian.
Yeah.
It's fucking, you're going to ruin the bread, bruh. What do? Just twist it around and set the bread on top of the package? And
so many pointless
I know
things.
All his bread is white bread.
I know that. Yeah, there ain't no doubt about that.
No. White bread is not as good as wheat bread. Why? Why do you take the time to even
What do you do?
I just do this.
Yeah, it doesn't take that much time.
Why do you take that second?
Yeah. It doesn't take any time.
It is so much more efficient to... You can even suck the air out of the bag. I don't do that, but I squeeze the air out of the bag.
Oh, I heard he fucking twist. Sucked the air right, all completely out of the bag.
Twist the loaf, let it spin, and then fold it over and put it on top of the fucking twist.
I'm going to break into Scotty's house with
right, I knew. I knew you were that guy. I knew you were the guy that twists it and then just sets the loaf on top. You're a douche.
Why?
Take the extra half second and put the fucking thing back on it.
No!
It's not even a twist tie anymore. It's just that plastic thing. It's even easier.
And it doesn't do a good job.
Sure it does.
No, it doesn't.
If you do it right.
Next time you're on vacation, I'm coming to your house. I'm breaking in, and I'm going to have like 9 twisty ties, and I'm just twisty
tie tying up all your bread.
With the amount that it costs for bread, I will throw all of it away and go down the street and
buy. Right, because you're rich.
I'm going to just be that one
Scotty's
guy.
Scotty's rich. He just fucking buys a loaf. Every time Scotty wants to make a sandwich, he just buys a new loaf of bread.
But I give give the extra loaves of bread that I buy because
like
I have
Panera,
so much.
You give it to the homeless.
I give it to the homosexual foundation.
People at Riverfest.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all in the river.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck. Okay,
fine. I'm gonna gaslight Scotty, and every time he goes to work, I'm just going to come in and twisty tie
his bread.
He's like, who the fuck keeps doing this? Maybe you're sleep tying, honey. That's...
Fuck these guys. Anyways, next one. Yep, I'm that guy, or fuck that guy. This is also from a listener that messaged us on Twitter. This is from Wes Rackley. He wants to know, the guy that catches a foul ball at a baseball game and does not give it to a kid.
Fuck that kid.
Yeah, fuck that kid. I'm with you.
I've been to countless baseball games that have never caught a foul ball. The last thing I'm going to do is give it away.
Yeah, well,
I'll push
you
that
don't have
kid
to
down
give,
to
yeah,
get
right.
the foul ball. Oh. I'll let it bounce off of his stupid fucking head.
And then fucking catch it on the rebound.
And then catch it in my beer, chug my beer, and act like I did something.
Oh. I'm with you, man.
If I catch the foul ball, I'm going to probably give it to a kid. I'm not a douchebag.
I'm trying to get
some. Oh, I disagree.
I kind of am a douchebag.
Like, hey, kid,
I wholeheartedly disagree.
He's like, hey, kid, get in the van. I'll give you a foul ball.
Yeah. Look, I promise. Game used.
It's game used. It's been hot out here. I got 2 foul balls for you.
Yeah. No, I would give it to a kid.
A man in Wichita.
Have you heard about
this? Have you heard about this?
Fuck you guys.
Apparently had some balls in the van.
Fuck that guy. I think that guy can rot in hell. I even saw it whenever a player was trying to throw it to a kid over
and
the fence.
And people snag it.
And
I've seen that.
Big fat guy that looks kind of like Derek comes in.
It might have been me.
It might have
been Derek.
Comes and grabs the ball out of the hand. And then even the player on the field's like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah, fuck that guy.
I'd be like, throw him. Another
but, then
one.
But then the player went and got a bat and a jersey and something else and gave it to the kid.
Chased
so the kid
down that
like
fat ass with a yellow shirt on and beat the shit out of him. Yeah. I would have done that.
You know, those baseball players all wear matching t-shirts.
They do. But anyways, how about you, JP? Fuck that guy or you're that guy?
I don't know. I'm probably that guy.
You are that guy?
I don't
guy?
Care about kids.
I know you don't.
If evil. I can't have them, evil. I don't care about them.
Fine. Next one. Yep, I'm that guy or fuck that guy. The guy that needs 5 alarms to go off in the morning in order to get out of bed.
I'm that guy, but fuck my wife for that shit. 100%. I'm totally that guy, but she's that girl, and she wakes up earlier
before
than
you
me.
Do. Yeah.
So I'm like, God, fucking damn it. Okay. I'm like trying to find my phone because it's the same generic alarm. So I'm just like, God, why won't it turn off?
Yeah,
and then I have to kick her in the back.
I'm that guy, too. I'm definitely that guy. I snooze my phone 4 or 5 times.
We're all that guy. Yeah, I struggle to get up in the morning, and so I need alarms.
My defense, I smoke a lot of weed.
That's
so
true.
So it's hard for me to get up anyway.
That's true. I don't. I don't, but I get up very early in the morning, and so I do.
I get up really early, too.
I have to be at work by 10. You do. Oh, that's really early. Congratulations.
That's right.
I have to be at work at 6 a.m., oh, dog.
Fuck that.
Okay, so I have to have an alarm to wake up, an alarm that I need to be in the shower, an alarm to be ready to go, and then an alarm for me to be on the road. That's how bad it is.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm that guy.
Okay.
Okay. Next one. Yep, I'm that guy or fuck that guy. The best guy friend for your spouse.
What do you mean?
you know how your spouse always has that best guy friend? Oh, he's just my best guy friend.
No, she didn't have that.
She didn't have that?
No.
That you know about. I may be her best guy friend.
No, she fucking hates
No, her. She does not like you. I know that.
She's a better golfer than my wife.
She will. She's way cooler than to like you.
She's a pretty good judge of character.
Yeah, she's a real good judge of character. She is.
I do like your wife. She's very nice. But no, your wife or your spouse or your girlfriend in the past never had like a best guy friend when you were dating her?
Oh, yeah, she did. And I told him that I was going to kick his fucking ass.
Yeah, so fuck that guy.
Yeah. And JP, have you ever had a spouse that had like a best
not
guy
a spouse.
Friend? Well, I mean, like for your situation, it's a little
because
bit different.
Because we can't get married because we're the gays.
No, you're going to hell.
And we're going to hell.
Yeah,
and,
there's that.
Oh, well, gluttony is a fucking sin, but my, too. Derek's going to go to hell for that one.
My ex had a best friend that was a dude, and I hated him.
See? So fuck that guy. Okay, fair
Richard.
Enough.
Richard.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Hey, Richard, go fuck yourself. He probably could. He had a huge dick. Fuck. No, I don't know if that's true.
Okay, well.
He probably did. He was tall, skinny.
Bigger than yours?
Oh, no.
Watch it be small. All right, and last one. Yep, I'm that guy or fuck that guy. The guy who takes slow pitch softball way too seriously.
Fuck that guy. My best friend. Yeah, the best man at my wedding plays slow pitch softball back in Illinois. And there has been, at least once, that he was up visiting and cut his visit short because
he had to play softball.
He forgot that they were in like the softball playoffs, so he went home to play fucking softball. And I was like, are you fucking serious? He's like, dude, I'm so sorry. I fucking forgot. And I'm like,
what was that? That scared me.
I fucking hate these people. I really do.
He's still my best friend. But
at
I'm
least
like,
he's not
dude,
a snowboarder.
That's true.
I
could
I,
be worse.
I don't take it that seriously.
Okay.
It's a pretty chill sport. I got a board up on the wall. Yeah, that's fine. But I can tell you right now, if I'm going to visit my best friend, I'm not cutting it. Yeah, I'm cutting it short. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. No, dude.
You don't have a best friend.
I do too.
Who?
His name's Michi.
I'd have to meet him.
I can set it up.
Okay.
Totally straight.
I have some answers. I have some fucking questions. I'd like some answers too. So I'd love to meet the guy.
I haven't talked to him in a minute. I gotta reach out to him anyway.
God, but I thought he was gonna try and say me.
No, he's definitely not gonna say you.
Off camera, it's Derek and Jeremy Joseph.
Yes. I would draw my name from the
head. No, but seriously, fuck these guys. Fuck everybody that takes softball way too seriously. You are so out of your prime, but I'm talking about like the guys that are out in the game that are bitching about the rules at a co-ed.
Technically, I am that guy. Because
why?
Wouldn't you say that slow pitch softball and bowling are pretty much the same?
No, I don't think that. You know the guys I'm talking about, and it's definitely not you. I think when somebody's passionate about a sport, then that's something that's legit. And I think that anytime that I made fun of you about bowling, I apologize so much because you're actually very good at it.
Yeah, but fuck the pride thing.
But fuck the pride thing. Yeah, faggot. Yeah, I mean, basically is what you just said.
No.
Yeah, I respect you. Yeah. I respect that you bowl.
Baby steps.
Okay, we'll take it.
What? Where the fuck is this coming from?
Oh, man.
No, that's fine. I think it's great.
Thank God you're not black.
Fuck.
I would never be on the show.
He wouldn't let you.
Have you ever had a black person on the show?
No.
Weird.
No, my best friend, I kind of want him to be on.
He won't do it.
No. No, actually, he wants to. I'm scared of the stories that he would fucking tell.
Yeah, dude, I want to be on that show.
Yeah, me too. Fuck Matt Rife. I want to be with that guy.
No, yeah, fuck Matt Rife for sure. Like, if he would let me.
No, but really, you know the guys I'm talking about.
Okay, I totally get it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Guys that are out in the field but bitching about, like, the rules and stuff and, like being way, way overdramatic about calls and shit like that. Like, those people need to go to hell. There's a special place in hell, actually, where they belong.
All right.
So, fuck that guy.
I'm with you. Okay? I'm on your side on this one.
Everybody good?
Yeah. We had a slow pitch softball game before the game on Saturday.
Do you really?
And it was the cops against the firefighters.
I wish it was the robbers. I wish it was the cops. I thought for sure you were going to say robbers.
No, but
I was so
great.
Disappointed when you didn't say the robbers.
That would have been fucking great.
We got the cops versus the robbers.
Have you heard about this?
In Wichita, the cops played slow pitch softball.
Actually, there was...
It's the robbers.
I'll let you finish your story.
I was dying laughing because I was sitting there and I had asked one of the ladies upstairs. I was like, hey, I think if they walk, like if they take a walk, they should have to do like the eyes, one foot in front of the other, down the baseline, arms and, out to your side.
Yeah, point to your nose. Say your ABCs backwards on the way.
And I believe, Derek, go with me on this, but... actually, in Wichita, Kansas, I believe it was the original Lawrence Dumont Stadium.
Oh, you're talking about the Klan and the and the Negro League people or whatever? Yeah, they actually did have a game.
They had a Klan Negro game?
Yeah. In Wichita, Kansas. It was actually, believe it or not, civil. I don't know how the fuck that would happen. I would have killed the fucking
Klan. The Klan guys?
Yeah. Well, because it was in Wichita, so there's probably enough Klansmen there that
there's actually an article about it in the Negro League Hall of Fame is where I first saw the article in Kansas City, and there's an article about it.
How do these people not get murdered?
The Klan people?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
They hide it. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you're guessing. Seems like you're pretty definitive. I don't know. I wouldn't call that a guess. You seemed pretty sure yourself there.
This is one of those times where you say something out loud and you go, fuck, I just set myself up.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus. But no, I don't know. I don't know how those people are.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like shot and killed.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, that's there's some fun-filled history and stuff like that. But that's
June 21st, 1925. And just so we all knew anyway, but the Blacks did win.
Yeah, of course they did.
They did win.
Of course they did.
Surprise. I didn't want to leave you guys on a cliffhanger there. Yeah.
But yeah,
a bunch of dumb fucking idiots lost that game.
Well,
oh shit!
You can't play baseball in robes.
Yeah, you can't play very well
in hoods.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You can't see that pitch. Yeah. Oh goddamn! Sheet got his eyes again. He missed that fly ball.
Oh shit! All right,
Jimmy Bobby Raymond III
is—he's out again.
Yeah,
Cletus. All right, well, that is...
Yep. Cletus tries to steal second. Wait a minute, he's tripped on his robe.
Oh, shit. Well, that is Yep on That Guy and Fuck That Guy. Again, if you have any suggestions, you can send them to us at Laughing on the Sidelines on Instagram or at LOT Sidelines on Twitter. Now we get to move on to questions and preguntas. Woo, this week's first question is, what movie do you wish Morgan Freeman would have narrated?
I don't know if this counts. It's not really a movie.
Okay.
But the Planet Earth documentaries.
Oh, yeah.
I wish that Morgan Freeman, and like, you know, Snoop Dogg's done some of them.
Yeah. Yes.
So I wish it was those two together.
Together?
Yeah, that would be dope. Morgan Freeman and Snoop Dogg together on those would be so good.
I just want them to be like two of the animals.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hell no, cuz what do you mean?
What is the meaning of this life? Yeah.
I'm not your
said the rabbit. Yeah, dude. So that'd be mine, I guess.
That'd be yours. I think it would be absolutely hilarious if he did like the whole Friday series, like Friday and next Friday. I think that would have been fucking hilarious. Either that or Don't Be a Menace. I think that'd be funny too.
He did get fired on his day off.
he had smoked too much marijuana.
He had smoked way too much marijuana. How about you, Derek?
I went with the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, that's good. That's I like good. That.
Just I imagine like that. That rug really tied the room together.
And it was a dirty, rotten shame.
And he proceeded to beat the shit out of that Corvette.
He never rolls on Shabbos.
Nice.
Nobody does fuck with the Jesus.
All right.
Terrible Morgan Freeman impressions.
Hey, it's okay. It passes. Next one. If you could organize a field trip to show young people how life really works, where would you take them?
The DMV.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. I do. Yeah. That's... God, life sucks.
You sit there and you wait forever and then you pay money and then you don't get anything for it. No, and
a sticker. You get a sticker.
Yeah, yeah.
You get a sticker for that you could put on your car. You
DMV
can't wear,
for sure.
You can't even wear it on your shirt. What kind of bullshit is that? Mine's close to that. I did like small claims court.
Okay.
That's a real life problem. So people
family take, court.
Oh, yeah. Imagine if you had like a kid in fifth grade, you took him to like divorce court.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. And his parents are still together. Woo.
Yeah.
It's bad shit.
That's people's what divorce court. It's people's not even divorce real kids. Court.
It's not even, yeah.
That's what they need.
You know what? Fuck it. Jerry Springer show. That's where I'm taking him. Or Maury.
Or an NFL game.
It's all scripted.
That one kid, it wasn't even his parents.
Yeah.
How about you, Derek?
Disney World.
Disney World?
I would take them to Disney World. Really? We would get right up front. We would go to purchase tickets, and then we would immediately leave.
And then, yeah.
Just to show them what disappointment is.
Okay.
Because that, my friends, is life. Yeah. Excited only to be let down. That happens when you have sex. At least really? To my wife it does.
Okay.
Yeah, it just ruins your life sucks.
Okay. All right. Next one. What jobs would a retired drill sergeant not be very good at?
Librarian.
Okay. Ooh, that'd be good. Like
or a toll booth collector?
Toll booth Willie.
Toll booth Willie.
You son of a bitch. I'll bash your fucking head in with a Louisville fucking slugger. What do you think of that ass fuck?
You got to pay your quarter, you son of a bitch.
What do you not know how to count? Get down and give me 10. Yeah, no, I put yoga instructor.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think that's like, can you imagine Jeremy doing yoga with a dude just like directly in his face? Deadward and downward doggy, motherfucker. Like,
I've done yoga with a dude right in my face. Actually, my throat.
Jesus Christ.
It was hot yoga.
Of course it was, yeah. JP. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks.
You're
thanks,
welcome.
Buddy.
You're welcome.
Derek?
Therapist?
Nah, I think he'd be pretty honest with you.
No, I just imagine. Your father never loved you. He thought you were a piece of shit with a tiny dick.
You are a disgusting fat body. What is this?
I feel like
what I'm, in the hell is this?
I feel like I'm back at my therapist's office right now.
Yeah. It's a jelly donut, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. All right. Fair enough.
And are we allowed to have jelly donuts?
Okay.
Okay.
Next one. Two girls, one cup was bad, but blank was way worse.
Four dykes in a bucket. I can say that, right?
God damn it.
Was that yours?
I had 9 midgets in a bucket.
Oh, okay. Same bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was 4 guys, 1 bar stool.
Not as great as you'd think.
I'm sure it's not. Not big enough, right?
Yeah, the legs are so skinny.
God damn it. Fuck. Oh, that's good. All right. And last question. What is an activity you shouldn't have to take a shower after, but you are definitely going to?
This podcast.
Doing this podcast. That was my answer.
Wichita River Festival. Yeah. That is questions and preguntas.
I knew we were going to have the same answer on that one.
Fucking you jackasses.
Yeah.
But again,
I had
guys,
to sit next to him. Dibs first on the shower.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate I had to sit it. Next to him last week. I hate when Jeremy's here because then I got to sit over there.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Wow. All right. Well, thank
your
you guys.
Microphone fucking reeks, by the way. What?
Nice.
What is that about?
I think Scotty shoves it in his ass.
I believe that. I told last week, man. I mean, I just kept smelling ass, and I know what ass smells like. And it was your microphone, I'm fairly sure, because this week I seem to be okay.
Do you?
Yeah, this is fine.
Yeah.
Weird.
I'm telling you, it's not me. Okay. It's not me. Now, what my dogs do in their spare time down here is a totally different story.
I thought I smelled Freddy.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is questions and preguntas. And again, if you have any suggestions, you can send them to us at LOT Sidelines on Twitter. We sincerely do appreciate it. But now we get to move on to a very popular part of every single episode. This is the Laughing on the Sidelines draft. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back this week's Laughing on the Sidelines draft.
I don't know why I still do these.
Why?
I don't know why I even do these things anymore. I never win.
Actually, on a technicality, you won.
because the other guy's not here?
That's correct. Yeah. Jeremy
That's
is,
usually how I win.
Jeremy is not here this
Jeremy
week.
Jeremy wins every time.
Yeah, he's the fan fake.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, but Jeremy did win last week's draft. And what did we draft, JP? Do you remember?
Nope.
Well, that's okay. I'll figure it out. But Jeremy did win last week's draft, and I came in dead last. Derek always wins these things. So this week he's going to be the sandwich picks. He's going to be smack dab in the middle. JP is going to get the back-to-back championship picks at the end by technicality.
Yay.
And I get, you know, the first pick because I suck at life. But last week's draft was the bucket list.
Oh, that's right. Bucket list. Yep, yeah. Draft. I said it earlier. I wanted to go back and
this week I am giving you guys a total heads up that it will not be on Facebook. There is no way this could stay up on Facebook. And that's because this week's draft is going to be our favorite insults to use.
All right.
Yes. So this is Twitter stuff only, basically. So you can go to Twitter, which is at LOT Sidelines, and vote for who wins this week's draft. Do subscribe to us on that. That's where a lot of fun stuff is going to start posting. All of our other stuff will stay up, but that's kind of where it's leading to. Because of things like this, this week's draft is going to be our favorite insults to use towards another person.
Awesome.
And I get the first pick this week. And my favorite word in the entire English language is...
Whoa.
Yo, what?
You can't say that, man.
Fuck you.
That's not cool.
My favorite word to call anybody is, I'm going to call him a cunt. That is my favorite fucking word. I love calling people cunts. Okay. And it's got a hell of a wallet. People get very, very pissed off over that one. So that's my first pick. Derek?
Fucktard.
Fucktard. That's always a good one. Yeah. Yeah, we've been using that since sixth grade, but that's okay.
I love it.
I know you do. I know you do. JP, what do you got?
Someday you'll go far, and I hope you stay there.
Okay, yeah. I like that one. Okay, and then you get your second pick.
You remember that time you said something I didn't care about?
Okay. All right.
That's it.
All right, fine. And Derek, you get your second pick.
Crunchy tits.
Crunchy tits.
All I can think about is like titties filled with Captain Crunch.
Crunchy tits.
If titties were filled with Captain Crunch, I'd eat a lot more titty.
My wife hates that one.
Crunchy tits.
She does?
Yes.
Is that where you come in between her tits and then she doesn't wash it off until the next day?
Oh,
crunchy
God.
Tits.
That's fucking great.
All right.
I fucking love that one. I'm going to use good that one.
Listen here, yeah. Crunchy tits. I don't know what your problem is.
Yeah. this is one that I used on Derek a very long time ago whenever he was talking some major shit, and he actually laughed at it, so I knew it was good. And I told him that I envy those who have not met you is what I responded back
like
to
that.
Him. So, and I mean every fucking word of that, by the way.
Good.
Yeah.
I envy them too.
Yeah. My next pick is one I use a lot as well. Even I call myself this from time to time. But if I call this to you, you're in a lot of trouble. And that is twat waffle.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I love calling people twat waffle. So that's my next pick. Derek, your next one.
Cunty McShitlips. Cunty
McShitlips. That's what you call me sometimes.
Sea missile for short.
Sea missile.
CMSL.
That's all right. I like it. And JP, you get two in a row.
Let's go with your secrets are always safe with me. I don't listen to a thing you say anyway.
Okay. Got that. All right. And your next pick.
I hope your wife brings a date to your funeral.
Oh, wow. That's kind of rough, dude. You really hate that person that you tell that to, though.
I do.
Fuck that guy.
I do, yeah.
Derek, your next pick.
I'm going to go old school style. You big dumb son of a bitch.
Okay.
You big dumb son of a bitch. But if I heard it once, I heard it a million times.
Oh,
I like it.
I love that one.
I know who I'd say that to.
Man,
big dumb son of a bitch.
I know. Yeah, I know.
I think I have said that to someone before.
Okay, if somebody does something stupid, I tell them that they have gone full retard. So that's
your next one.
That is my next one. Gone full retard. Oh shit!
Our retarded listeners are going to be pissed.
They have comedy. They know what comedy is. They get it. They get it.
Just a lot slower than most people do.
And they all listen to the podcast together on the bus.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. I don't know. But I don't use this one enough, but I started it a couple episodes ago, and I've been using it on a regular basis.
Here it comes.
I'm gonna call people. I call people sometimes Sister Fister.
Sister Fister.
Sister Fister is my last pick.
Okay.
And Derek, what is your last pick?
Fuckle Stiltskin.
Fuckle Stiltskin may win it.
That might do it.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. I love that one. Shit.
I do too.
And JP, your final pick.
I'm going back old school on this one, too. Motherfucking cocksucking two bald bitch.
Ah, a little Jeremy Rush there.
Little Jeremy Rush there. Yeah.
Love it. Did you have any honorable mentions, anybody?
Yeah, I mean, but we'll save
them. Yeah, we'll save them. Let the listeners come up with them.
I don't know. Like I did, I kind of want a couple more, but especially from us. I use Twat Swatter a lot, too. Those are the people that, you know, block people from getting some puss. Fuck those people. But if you guys have any good ones, be sure to leave comments on Twitter. They allow those, I think.
Yeah, they do.
But go to @LOTSidelines and vote for your list or your favorite list of insults and use them regularly to people that you don't like, because that's what we're here for on this show. But now we get to move on to my favorite part of every single episode. This is our Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation of the week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and now is our Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation brought to you by Fangerbang Beer and not Legos. Jeremy's not here this week. What do you want it to be brought by this week, Derek? Do you know?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Bed Bath & Beyond.
Bed Bath & Beyond. Did they change their logo there, JP?
They did change their logo.
Good for them.
Now they're just Beyond.
Well,
are you going to go buy some candles?
They're out of business, bro. Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're going out of business.
So, but they still changed their logo, though.
They're sponsoring us. They're sponsoring. That's what happened.
Right.
Perfect.
That's why they're going out of business.
Yeah. Shareholders were like, nope.
Nope.
Yeah. All right. Well, this week's Laughing on the Sidelines.
All they sell is Bud Light now.
Yeah. for June.
And clothes from Target. Yeah, for sure. This week's Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation is you are in the movie Two Girls, One Cup. If you have not seen that video, please check do us a out. Favor and go and search it on the internet. I'm sure you'll find it.
It's going to be very grainy now.
Sure will. It will be. It'll be low definition, but it's still worth a good watch.
360p.
And then you will get the reference.
That's actually in the movie, too, a 360p.
It'll be showing at your local theaters here soon.
Just on a merry-go-round and hanging out.
Oh, God.
Howdy ho.
So your situation is, would you rather be one of the two girls or the cup?
I've never seen this, actually.
You have never?
No.
Not even like the first 10 seconds?
Yeah. No, but don't they eat
this? Yeah, they eat it. And they spit it back and forth into each other's mouths.
I got to be the cup.
I'm going for the cup, too.
Yeah.
I'm going for the cup, too.
Yeah.
This is a bad situation.
And I've always wanted to be a girl, but cup.
We found the line.
Found the line?
We did.
We shit found the line.
Not always, though, because I would let Matt Rife shit on me if that's what it took. If he was like, look, I'll fucking let you suck my dick.
Here's some coffee.
But I'm going to shit on your chest first.
Okay. And you're
would be like, as long as you wipe it right back off, I'm good with it.
What if he just leaves it on there?
Well, I'm okay with that, too.
Oh, God. That's so disgusting.
Yeah, I know.
That's absolutely revolting. This is terrible. This is so awful.
You can't pick both.
Yeah, I don't want to pick both.
You gotta choose.
Scotty's made his own homemade version.
Oh no, this is
with what's her name, the blow up doll,
Vicky.
Vicky, Scotty in a cup.
JP, have you actually seen this?
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't seen it all, but I saw enough.
What's enough?
Oh, there's probably cliffhangers. You got to finish it.
I'm sure there are, but I'm gonna go. Lots of Easter eggs.
Lots of Easter eggs
to find.
And the plot is really
once
thick.
They started eating it. That was where I was like, oh,
"This is
I can't." And
this is maybe the grossest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was pretty awful.
The time I saw it, we were probably in our early 20s, and I saw it for the very first time. We were getting ready to go to a club to get girls, and I saw that, and that ruined the night. That's how bad it was.
You were like, I'm bringing my own cup.
You think it ruined it for you? I started sucking dick.
No kidding.
Like, if this is what girls do, I don't want any part of it.
That.
Yeah. That was the move.
That
was the moment.
Yeah, now we know.
I guess I gotta pick one, so I guess I'm also going to go with the cup. It's so disgusting. It may be the grossest thing to ever be put on film, except for four guys, one bar stool. That's pretty gross too.
So four dykes in a bucket, no fucking picnic. Just saying.
As much as I would love to name this episode Four Dykes in a Bucket,
I don't think they would like that.
They would not like that.
No. Probably already going to get canceled.
Maybe.
Six midgets in a shot glass.
Which is basically a bucket.
Yeah, it's a midget bucket.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well,
all right, so we all went cup.
Derek, I believe you do have a show coming up soon.
We're like a month out.
A month out. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yep, I'll be at the Looney Bin here in about a month.
Make sure you guys keep your eyes peeled.
The Looney Bin going to be here in a month?
As far as I know.
Mm-hmm. Mike Baldwin did have his special in Kansas City. Congrats to Mike.
Big ups to Mike. Watch it. Definitely watch it. Mike's fucking awesome.
Is he gonna put it on social media?
I think he's putting it on YouTube.
Good for him.
I think, but he's not sure, so I don't want to speak for him. So,
well, luckily enough, you got baseball next week.
Yeah,
and so
no, I don't have the baseball next week.
You don't? You're off 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, fuck. We got to figure that out then. But anyways, guys, do us a favor.
Looks like I just got bumped.
No. No, actually, you may not. That's okay. I don't know. But anyways, go and check out. If he puts it out on social media.
It's Pride Month. Go ahead. Don't let me do the show. Cool.
No, JP, you are a staple during Pride Month. We have to have you on.
I mean, or your house gets burnt down. Your choice. Whatever you want. You choose.
Whatever. But no, if Mike puts it on social media, we will post it on our channels.
Oh, for sure.
On our Twitter and things like that. But obviously, we want to support him in any way we can. Derek has his coming up in about a month, and JP is going to be smoking weed in his bedroom telling jokes to himself because that's what he likes to do.
Fuck yeah, and they're good, too.
Sure.
If I could remember any of them, I'd be famous.
You sure would. Guys, thank you very much for doing what you do for the show. We sincerely do appreciate you commenting and sharing all of our posts. That helps grow the show. We do have a lot of listeners that are new, so we appreciate all of you. Thank you for surviving this one. But as always, guys, if you like us, do us a favor and tell your friends. And if you don't like us,
we hope you walk in on your grandmother masturbating and you scare the living daylights out of each other to where she loses the toy inside of her. And now you have to play Gary the Granny Gynecologist and help her fish the thing out.
Oh, my God. That's the new porno movie that we need to have. If you don't like us,
tell your enemies.
And until next time, guys.
Peace and bullets.
Until next time.
Peace to your gods
and bullets. Keep laughing, assholes.
Until next time.
Keep laughing, assholes.
We will see you later. Take care.